Blog Talk Radio.
For this beautiful day, we are rejoicing and thanking God for another opportunity
to come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we just thank you for this day. We stop and give you honor and glory for brand new mercies you're allowing to unfold before us. And we don't take for granted this time that we come together and pray. But God, we know that you hear us, you answer us, and you move as you desire to move for our behalf. And we praise you now. Thank you for these that are dedicated prayer warriors to your kingdom. God, I pray that you would empower them today, strengthen them today, build them up today in their faith in Jesus' name. And God, we are giving you the glory and praise for what you are about to do. We have an expectation of your power, of your glory, of your spirit meeting us today and walking with us and leading us in the way that we should go. We thank you, God, for opening our ears to what you have to say, our heart to where you want to move and shift us. And we're ready, God, to do what you have called for us to do for this day. Order our footsteps in Jesus' name. And we give you all glory and praise. Amen. Thank God for those of you that have tuned in. We're so excited and grateful once again to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'll tell you that song by Deborah Joy Winans, Master's Calling, always puts me in a place of just wanting to hear God, wanting to get in his presence. And so today, as we are titled for our devotion, Last Day Call of the Submitted Prayer Warrior, that's what time it is to get in God's presence. It's time for us to seek him like we've never sought him before. And I tell you, as we are praying for our families, I know the enemy has made it look like the prayers are not reaching, but all I can hear the Holy Spirit say is keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, pray, pray, pray. So we here offer you from To Be Restored Ministries the encouragement to continue praying, that in this last day, as we are prayer warriors, we've took on the mission and the commitment here at To Be Restored to take this seriously. When it's time to pray and intercede, we make the commitment to saturate the earth with prayer. And that's why we're here right now. And for those of you that have been tuning in and listening and following us, we pray that you will continue even after you hang up the phone or after you click the button to end the podcast, that you, your spirit, will be quickened to pray more now than ever before. This is not the time to get weak or weary or discouraged. No, we have to be like David, where David said, I encouraged myself in the Lord. And that's where we have to stand, because this is the these are the last days, and this is the last day call for us to be submitted in prayer, submitted to Christ, submitted to holiness. I know it's not popular. Nobody wants to hear, come out of this, you know, and submit yourself to a place that it looks like it's lower than what society says is acceptable. But I tell you, the humility of Christ, what he suffered, he's requiring for all of us to go through something, to suffer some things. Because he said, if you suffer with him, you're going to reign with him. Glory to God. And when we're suffering for righteousness' sake, it's worth the suffering. It's worth the pain. But make sure we're not suffering it because of our own rebellion, because of our own stubbornness or things that we just refuse to humble ourselves in. No, when we humble ourselves, God said he will exalt us in due season. Yeah, when we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, in due season, he'll raise us up. We can't exalt ourselves. We have to let God do it. So the last day call of the submitted prayer warrior, I'm going to play a recording. Thankful for all of these recordings. I tell you, they are blessing. They're a blessing to us to be able to go back and listen and be encouraged with the words that God gave to us before. He says, he's saying all over again, it's not anything new. All of the Bible is still, it's hundreds of thousands of years old. And it yet still baffles us sometimes when we read it. And that's the same way it is with messages and devotions. So we pray that this blesses you as you listen to this, the God's call to the humble servant is what it's titled. And I know it's somewhere around recording 800 and something, but so that lets me know it's probably somewhere around 2014, 2015. But nevertheless, it's still relevant to where we are standing right now and how serious the call is for us to be submitted to Christ and to really lay aside all of the weights, lay aside all the distractions, and get serious about praying for our people, praying for our families, these prayer request names that I look at every day. As I place my hand upon them, I'm praying that God will save in your houses, save in your families, and the sincere call for us to submit ourselves and to pray is more prevalent now. It should be for us as believers to know, and our faith should be more empowered now to know that God is moving and ready to save those that will come to him, humbling themselves, because he is on his way back. Jesus Christ is on his way back. He is soon to return. So our call and our passion is yet that you just be saved, that you be saved, that you get delivered, that you stop, that we stop letting all of these things that the enemy will throw out to hinder us from getting in the presence of God and being obedient and praying, that all of those things will become less important. And God's name, God's glory, God's word becomes the most important thing daily that we seek after. Letting go of all the people and the distractions, all the mess that we can get caught up in sometimes, walking away from it and saying, God, I'm back here. I'm going back to the original place you called me to, and that is to prayer. That is to seeking you. That is to making you first. So, again, I want to remind those of you that have been tuning in every Monday through Friday with us, and whether you are new to this or you've been doing it since we started in 2011, we've had some great times. I thank God for every moment, every test, every trial, every time that it was hard for me to get on because of pain or because of tiredness or just whatever, you know. Needing God to help me. He truly has been faithful. But we're changing our time for the scheduling. The broadcast will no longer be every Monday through Friday in the morning. Instead, we're going to have every last Friday of the month. We'll have a recording here in the morning, same time. It'll be at 5:30 a.m. Central, 6:30 a.m. Eastern, the last Friday of the month beginning in July. And then also beginning in July, you'll hear from us if we have your information, if we have your contact information, you'll hear from us in that we're going to be doing a whole lot more than just the morning prayer. Because I want you to know, To Be Restored Ministries is greater than just morning prayer. Yeah, the Lord let me see that. We're bigger. We're much, much bigger than just gathering in the morning for an hour. No, we have a mission to saturate the earth with prayer. That means, first of all, that we have some people that we have to reach, because obviously everybody on here is not concluding the earth. We have some more people. We have some more souls that we need to reach in prayer. So we've got to offer some different things, and it means it's going to take some time, different time, for us to dedicate some time in the evening. We'll be having some conference calls. If you've been tuning in with us and joining that 30-day fiery, on fire, lit, like from the beginning to the end, the 30 days of prayer that we've been having every evening, led by Pastor Carr, I tell you, God is stirring, and he's praying. Some of us are coming in some places where if it hadn't been for this 30 days of prayer, we would be falling. I know I would. I'm just going to be honest. It's a lot of stuff going on, and it's the prayers that's holding me up. So thank God for it. I thank God for Pastor Carr's obedience in leading us in the 30 days. If it's not too late for you to tune in, if you're not getting a message from us, in other words, if you don't have an email or you don't have a house phone, a cell phone, something, however you're hearing us right now, that can be the very thing that you can get the message on, how you can listen and join us for the 30 days of prayer. I think we are now down, I know it's going to end July 8th. I don't know what day we're now in, but however, it ends July 8th, and it's going to end right there in Aroma Park at our church location in Illinois. Pastor Carr will be there, as well as other prayer warriors that are in the area. Why don't you plan to join them there? It'll begin at 7 p.m. I'm not sure if he's going to do it at 8. Let me verify the time with Pastor, and then I'll let you all know tomorrow. But at any rate, just know that July 8th will be the last night. He's going to be leading prayer right there in Aroma Park at our 102 South Mill Street, Aroma Park, Illinois. There in that location, you can tune in as well. We will be having the call for those of you that are not in that area and can't get to it. It's okay. We're still going to have the call as well, because I won't be there. It's not necessarily the plan that I see right now, as far as I know, but there will be others that will not be able to be there, but you'll be able to hear it, because we will have it also with the call, as we've done these past nights. So, again, the 30 days of prayer have been on fire, and this recording that we're playing for you today is right in tune. Like I said, I believe it's from 2014, 2015, sometime in there. But we did just come out of a 30-day speaking life. Some of you may remember that time of devotion where every day the Lord gave us instruction to speak life for 30 days. This recording that I'm playing, I make reference to that. But nevertheless, hear the message. Hear the message. There is a call for you. There's a need for you. Yes, you. There's a need for you to be in your place. There's a need for you to pray. There's a need for you to humble yourself and forget about yourself and get on fire for God. There's a need for all of us to do that. I'm saying you, but that includes me, because God is calling all of us to the same place. There is no big eyes, no little U's. All of us are required to do the work that God is calling for us to do in this last and evil day. So as that looks like, it means praying. It means submitting ourselves. It means humbling ourselves over and over again. So this recording, after I begin this recording, remember it is a recording from 2014. It's from a conference call. And so, of course, you don't have to obey the prompts to mute and all of that I'm saying in the recording. But I pray that it blesses you as you listen. I want to play a song before that, and then we'll go right into the recording, and then I'll come back and close out in the end.
You're rich in love and you're
Every one of you, I tell you, I thank God for another morning, another opportunity to join with those of you that are mighty, mighty prayer warriors that stand on the promises of God when you wake up in the morning with your mind and your heart turned toward heaven. As we get up and we recognize the opportunity and we take advantage of the opportunity to come before God, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. And greeting you that this prayer line is a prayer line for prayer warriors. This prayer line is a prayer line that believes in the power and the anointing of God, that it can destroy yokes, and that we know we've seen and heard and experienced the manifestation and the power of God touching and moving in our own lives, and therefore we come together to join forces and to stand in that great army. I want to read Jude chapter 1, it says, "Beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints." Now, if you just joined and you're not muted, please press star 6 to mute yourself. "For certain people have crept in unnoticed who long ago were designated for this condemnation, ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into sensuality and deny our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ. Now, I want to remind you, although you once fully knew it, that Jesus, who saved a people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe, and the angels who did not stay within their own position of authority but left their proper dwelling, he has kept in eternal chains under gloomy darkness until the judgment of the great day. Just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, which likewise indulged in sexual immorality and pursued unnatural desire, served as an example by undergoing a punishment of eternal fire. And the word of the Lord is already blessed." I thank God for his word this morning. I thank God for these past 30 days. The past 30 days, we were in a place of just committing ourselves to speak life. And I thank God. I know that there's probably many testimonies, which I'm going to ask that we be prepared to share some testimonies on tomorrow. Those of you that participated in the 30-day challenge, that you would be prepared to maybe share one thing that God has done for you as you followed those 30 days and did the challenges and then saw how it affected you and also it redirected or changed some things for you in your life, and how God may have even done some things personally or externally around you.
We want to hear about that, so prepare for that for tomorrow. But today, I want to focus in, I want to draw you in just to understand that as we're moving forward in the things that God is calling us to do, even in the international prayer movement, and I'm going to ask Sister Celeste to get ready to get us caught up on our reference numbers. You haven't given them to us for a couple of days. I had you kind of waiting, but you can get us caught up on the reference numbers in a moment, so be prepared. But I want to draw everybody into this time and this moment that you would recognize where we are as a people, where we are, and I say that meaning as Christians, as believers, as those that have been chosen. First of all, we got to understand that we didn't choose God. He chose us. He chose us. We have been given the privilege and the opportunity to know God, to be called his son, to be called his daughter. We've been given the opportunity to experience salvation. Such a crucial time we're living in. So we want to talk about where we're going even as we prepare for the international prayer movement, how we have to be prepared as believers, those of us that come on this prayer line, those of us that are witnessing and also making the declaration that we're going to saturate the earth with prayer. God wants us to be in a place so that we can then pilot the movement that he wants to create in the earth realm. So, Sister Celeste, go ahead and give us the reference numbers, if you would, for yesterday and today, and then also share the information for the recordings and how we can access those. Sister Celeste, are you there? Okay. Maybe she's not on yet today. So at any rate, and unfortunately, I don't have that information, so we'll get you caught up tomorrow. There is a number that you can call. I will give that to access the recordings. I know we were somewhere at 860 or a little better than 860 as far as a reference number. But the number where you can call and hear the recordings of all of our prayers, there's over 860 of them. The number that you dial is 605-781-1099, and then you use the same access code, the 382-492, and then it'll prompt you to hear the most recent recording. As of right now, it's yesterday's, so if you go on after we're done today and we've completed this recording, it'll be today's without you having a reference number you can access. Otherwise, you can just put in a number and let the Lord lead you anywhere between the number 2 and the number 867 or 68, I believe, and you can hear any recording. So I want to, before we pray today, I also want to ask that those of you that have already committed yourself to the international prayer movement, thank God for you. I'm praying for you, and we've already begun touching and agreeing with you for your life as you are setting yourself up to become a frontline soldier in this prayer army. And I'm covering you and believing God that whatever you need, whatever you're going through in your life, that God will perform, that God will cover and continue to provide and shield you. But even in further than that, those of you that have not committed yourself, I'm going to ask if you still are interested, definitely send me your declaration. It's important that we follow instruction because we never know what blessing, you know, my father used to say the answer is in the assignment. Many times we're looking for certain answers and looking for even blessings, but just be obedient and send the what I've requested is that you send me your declaration. Those of you that want to be a part of the prayer movement, send me your declaration. Send it to toberestored@totalrestorationchristiancenter.com. Send it to me because I'm creating an archive where I can see your name, where I can cover you as we are moving forward, and God is giving us specific instruction in moving forward. And there will be some assignments that you will receive as a part of this army. So please, please don't hesitate any longer. Send that to me. I've been asking now for a month, so we're going to be drawing in and then moving forward. Also, send us your prayer requests. But I wanted to just come in as someone that is seeing the hand of God, as many of us are experiencing, seeing the hand of God move in our own lives and, you know, experiencing him more intimately. Thank God even for the 30-day challenge made me more aware of him and using my tongue to speak life and using my tongue to be more conscious of what I say. But even more than that, our hearts must be drawn to those things that are pure, to those things that are holy. Because I tell you, we're living in a day and hour, I don't even have to tell you, you already know. We're living in a day and hour where so many people in the church, so many of us, are walking around in deception. Walking around being deceived and deceiving. And we're wearing titles, we're doing all kinds of things that are church works, but yet the heart being far from God. And I tell you, any of us, all of us, are susceptible to the devices and the tricks of the enemy. But the difference is when you submit yourself to God, the Bible says, submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. It is through our submission to the Holy Spirit. It is through our submission to the Word of God and to what God says. And let me put this in there because something that my husband and I just got through watching this morning. Now, someone sounds like you may not be muted, so please press *6 if you're on and you're not muted. There's many false teachers, many false prophets, many false pastors, many false, yes, that happens. But don't let those things that are false make you not believe in what is real. We should be more inclined to cover ourselves with prayer, with fasting. Do we fast anymore, by the way? Yeah, that's a question with a question mark at the end. Do we fast? Do we put ourselves in position to become sensitive to the Spirit of God? You know, it was a day and time where you know, an era where you would hear more of the mothers talking about fasting and crying out to God and praying. Now, nobody wants to hear that anymore. And we're filling churches for musicals and all kinds of, you know, things that are entertaining, if you will. But what about prayer? What about humbling ourselves and saying, you know, we have prayer at our church every Sunday, and I'm sad to say I can count on one hand, other than the young people, the children that come with their parents. I can count on one hand how many people come to our prayer before our service. We're not going after prayer like we should. We're not going after those things that will make us sensitive to the Spirit of God. We are looking for a word. We are looking for someone to tickle our hearing and make us feel good. But don't you know, when you get before God, you know, and I'm talking about in prayer, and you start seeking after God, he said, if you draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you. So when you start seeking after him, I remember, you know, that season when the Lord first started drawing me to him, and I really didn't understand what was happening, but I remember it was a whole lot of correcting going on. Every time I turned around, it was a whole lot of, okay, stop doing this, stop acting like that, stop saying that, don't listen to that. It was a whole lot of correcting that I had to humble myself to. And it brought a humbling in my attitude. It brought a humbling. I talked different to my husband. I talked different to my leaders. I talked different to my parents. I was more sensitive to the things that, because I didn't want God, I didn't want the Holy Spirit to be drawn away from me, because I wanted him to be close. So I can remember even being drawn in by him, and he was, every time I would come before him, and then I would go to church, and it would be a word that would come in, it would be just for me, it would be a word of deliverance, that it wasn't, you know, telling me I was going to get a new house, it wasn't telling me I was going to get a new car, I'm just talking about me, it wasn't telling me that I was getting ready to, you know, travel the nations. No, it was saying, humble yourself. The Spirit of God was saying, humble yourself before my hand. Humble yourself before me. Come off of you. Stop thinking about you. Stop worrying about you and protecting yourself. Humble yourself. That's what God kept telling me over and over. And I ain't talking about no little small season either. There was some rebuking that went on. There was some correcting, not just even through the word, but even through my leader. There was some phone calls that was made that was saying, now, Marlene, I know you love God, but I see, and I humbled, thank you, Jesus. I humbled myself because I wanted God, because I wanted God to bring me to a place where I could know him and I could be intimate with him. You know, even on the natural side, when you become intimate with someone, when you start building a relationship with someone and they start telling you things that you're doing that they don't like, you're not kicking up against them, telling them, well, wait a minute now, I don't think I can stop doing that. No, if you want that person, you will stop with a heartbeat, because you understand that if they don't like it, what sense does it make for you to do it? Not if you're building something. So in the spirit realm, what's the difference? If God is bringing us to a place, he wants to make a movement. And I'm saying all this to say, right now, I'm not even going to talk about the other nations. I'm going to talk about the nation that was called after God. America has fallen. America is in a dire straits. A need for God is greater in this time than it's ever been in America. Our children, our babies know how to have seances. They are killing themselves. They are doing all kinds of things that are of evil descent, and those things that are bringing even younger children away from anything that looks like God. I'm not talking about some mediocre, some little, you know, minor things. I'm talking about major things that the enemy has stepped up his tactics in, the perversion and the witchcraft and all of those things that nobody wants to talk about anymore in the church, that nobody wants to deal with, the music that they're listening to. Some of our children, if we take these earbuds out their ears and listen to what they're listening to, this hip-hop, a lot of the music that's telling them to bat somebody in the head, kill them, and you know, sleeping with women and talking about women, degrading women, I'm telling you, if you heard it and you wouldn't be able to listen to it longer than 30 seconds, if you could, something's wrong. Where are the prayer warriors? Where are the people that will lay out before God and say, God, I'm going to sacrifice this hour. I'm not too tired to give you my life and tell you that I want you to move in this country, that I want you to move in this neighborhood, that I want you to move in my family. Too many of us are so concerned that I don't have enough time. I got to go to school. I got to get a job. I got to do. When are you going to put God in his proper place? When are you going to put yourself in the place, in the position to be used by God? That's what's needed. These babies are killing themselves. They're going to school. Some of your children, some right now, are going to school talking about suicide packs. Yes, they're talking. I'm talking about the saints. I'm talking about those of us that pray every day. They are going to school, and they're having a promise with another group of girls that we're going to kill ourselves on such and such a day. You're going to do it, and you're going to take this, and you're going to do this. The minds of our young people have been affected by our sin. Their spirits can't even be pierced. They can't even be penetrated by the anointing of God anymore. You know, I long to see the day. I remember when my children were babies and the power of God would be so strong in the presence of the other saints, and we would be in a worship. And I can remember my children, 5, 4, 3, and 2, would be lifting their hands and tears would be streaming down their face. They would be praying. And then when the Lord would lay on them and they would begin to speak in tongues at 7 and 8 years old, God wants to show signs and wonders that his spirit is real, that his power is real, that he can move. And it's only going to come through prayer. It's only going to come when we dedicate ourselves, when we get serious and stop going after those things that are satisfying our flesh in church. The church is not a club, people of God. I'm sorry. This morning, after yesterday, I was just thinking, I said, God, we got to get back. We got to get back to you. We got to get in a place, God, where we're not looking for just anything, you know, and even what we watched this morning, we're looking for prophecy, and we're looking, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with those things. Yes, we should be looking to hear, but I tell you, I want to hear God. I want to get him up in a place where I can hear him. And he ain't just talking to you and you going off and cussing every other day. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. God is a holy God, and his presence is pure. His presence is pure. And on top of it, if he can talk to you about somebody else, why he can't talk to you about you? I'm sorry. I'm just saying, we have got to get in a place God's presence will bring our country, our nation, our families back to our knees. Why does it take tragedy for us to cry out to God? Why wait until we experience another 9/11? Why wait until we experience another, where these they go to these campuses and shoot up hundreds of people in workplaces or schools? Why wait till calamity hits us to cry? Lord, make us sensitive. Help us, God, to stay in a place where you then can speak to us and talk to us about us. We're humbling ourselves. As we pray today, I'm believing, God, that those of you that have an ear to hear, that you've heard my spirit this morning. If I sound like I was fussing, I'm sorry, because I'm not. What I'm doing is I'm looking to draw you in, to pull you, to drag you if I have to the altar, to lay it all down. I know people want to get married. I know people want, you know, we want all of these things. But guess what? When you can really get yourself in position and with God, God said all those things that you desire, he will give to you. If you delight yourself in him, he says, seek me first, my kingdom, and everything that is in it that is righteous, and everything else will be added. We don't want anything outside of the will of God, so don't stay outside of the will of God and think you're going to get what God has for you, because you can't. Get in a place, get in position to be used by God. Single women, I'm calling on you. Single women, I'm calling on you. Married women, I'm calling on you. Even where the Bible in the Old Testament said, call for the mourning women. Call for the cunning women. Because, see, there's a sensitivity that we have in crying, in weeping. That's what we need to bring back, the weeping and the wailing, because we're dying right in front of one another. We're killing one another. In the church, we're killing each other with our tongue. We're killing each other with our wrong attitudes, and we're not even feeling sorry about it. We're laughing. We're acting like it's nothing. My God, help us, God. Help us, God. It's serious. Someone's not muted. It's serious. Serious call that God has. And I don't want to see tragedy come. I don't want to have to stand over any caskets of babies that belong to this family on this prayer line because God wants to send a message. God, we want to hear you. We're listening to you, God. We're opening ourselves to you. We're humbling ourselves right now. Oh, God, we come to you. God, preparing ourselves, preparing our heart, preparing our mind, preparing our spirit, Lord God, for this day and hour that is of evil. There are so many things, God, that are drawing, that are pulling us away. But, God, even now, we submit ourselves to you, our heart, the heart that has been broken, the heart that has been disappointed, the heart that has even sought after you before and found something false or was told something false and built a hope around it and then got disappointed. God, we bring you that heart today. We bring you, God, our bodies that have been turned over to all types of sexual sins and all types of activity that has caused us to defile your temple. God, we bring it to you today. God, God, even as you are speaking, even as you are moving, so many of us are not hearing, Lord God. So many of us are going after those things, God, that gratify our flesh. But God, today, we come to you, those that are under the sound of my voice, even those that whose heart has become hardened, has become cold, even to my voice. God, you know and you see all things. So God, we call on your name today that you, God, will penetrate the heart, that you, God, will allow your anointing to fall, that anointing, that same anointing, that same power that resurrected our Lord and Savior, God, that it will begin to rest over our homes. Oh, God, where the enemy has crept in, where the enemy has been hiding in our home, and even where those that are unsaved have brought in things, Lord God, in our lives, over our children, or even those things that have been brought in that have been where our children have been influenced, oh God, ignorantly, and they brought it in, the spirits of rebellion and witchcraft that are residing in our homes, we drive them out today in the name of Jesus. We take authority right now over every demonic force, every spirit that is not like God, we command it to go. We apply the blood now. The blood of Jesus is covering every doorpost of our home. The blood of Jesus is covering every opening. The blood is covering every person. Every person that will come in and out, God, whether they reside in our home, they're visiting, they come in for deliveries, God, whoever they may be, let the blood cover. How about let the blood saturate them, oh God. Every spirit that is not like you, God, we ask that you would expose it. Shine the light on it. And God, those things that are in us personally, those areas that you desire to correct, we submit right now. God, we submit. Bring it to our mind even now. Bring it to our spirit. Bring it before us, Lord God. That attitude that we had, that word that we spoke, Lord God, that action that we made, that thing that we went after, God, even that response that we gave. Oh, God, we're sorry today. We repent as we prepare ourselves, God, to be vessels used by you. Oh, God, bring us to a place of humility. Oh, God, we don't want to see your hand move in destruction. God, we don't want to see your hand move, God, even on this nation. So, God, as we prepare ourselves to be that army that's called and chosen by you, God, even where we're seeing sickness and all types of diseases that are coming even across this nation, that are coming to our houses, God, we ask right now that you would place a blood wall, a blood shield around. around us, Lord God. And even what may be diagnosed by the doctors, God, we know that you are able. We know, God, that your power is real. So, God, we're calling on you. We're calling on you to deal with us, oh God. Deal with us in those areas where we've opened the door to unforgiveness. Oh, God, even the unforgiveness that has caused us to become hardened in heart. God, some of us are holding grudges even back to our childhood for our parents, those parents that were on drugs and parents that were not there. God, we release them now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, even some that are into their adult life. And, God, they're living out their lives through disappointment, through deception, oh, God, through anger, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, bring these things to our forefront. Bring them to our eyes that we can see, oh, God, that we can humble ourselves as we renounce them, as we give them up, as we, God, even set ourselves, God, to not walk in error, to not walk in deception. God, place the blood of Jesus Christ over our mind. Oh, God, even the thoughts that would be conceived in our mind that would cause us, Lord God, to even think that this prayer or this message is not for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, help us, Lord God. Help us today. Help us to become serious. Help us, God, to become humble. Oh, God, help us, Lord God. Those that feel like it's hard, God, for us to say I'm sorry or for us to repent to other people. Oh, God, help us, Lord God. God, we cry out to you. We need your help today. We need your guidance today. God, our children are dying right in front of us, and we need your help today, Lord God. Our children are becoming angry because they're not being fulfilled. Oh, God, and they're going after those things that are of the world. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, help us to see. Help us to know. Help us, Lord God. Show us, God. Even that young man, that young lady, God, that is even now in a place where they decided that they don't want you. Oh, God, save today. Our children that are saying that you're not real, God. Show yourself. Our children that don't believe. And, God, in the places where we have been the ones that have been living a life in front of them where they didn't see you through us. They didn't see you in our response. They didn't see you in our action. We repent right now. We're sorry, God. God, erase even now every wrong decision that we've made, God, in front of our children, every wrong action, God, that we did in front of them, God, fits of rage and anger and outbursts, Lord God, cursing people out and, God, even going to their schools and talking about teachers and talking disrespectfully. God, help us, oh, God, to walk in humility. Help us, Lord God, oh, God, to be strong leaders, to be those that are called, that are even represented by you, by your spirit. In the name of Jesus, help us, God. Help us to be right. Help us to live holy. Help us, oh, God, we even now sanctify ourselves as you give us a desire to fast, God, that we will obey, that we will yield, that we will submit, God, that you then will be close to us, that you then will speak to us, that you then, God, will move us from one level to the next level. God, we want to go higher in you. We know, God, that there's a level that you desire to take us to, and we're ready. We're ready to go there, for we know that this day and hour, there are people that are waiting. There are people, there are souls, God, that we're crying out for. Even now, there are souls, God. God, save all around us. Deliver, Lord God. Help us not to be drawn away, God, by enticing words or even taken off the path, Lord God, that will cause us to go in error. But, God, keep our mind, keep our spirit, purify us, God. We don't want to be famous. We don't want, God, to be glorified in our flesh. But, God, we want you to be glorified. We want your name, God, to go throughout the earth. We want your name to be lifted up as we lift Jesus up. He said that he will draw all men. So we lift you up, Jesus, as you draw men, women, boys, and girls to us that desire salvation. We lift you up as as we decrease, Lord God, you increase in us. And we thank you for it now. We thank you for your anointing. Thank you that it's going to rest over us as we go throughout this day. We cover every person, Lord God, those that are battling sickness in their body. God, I ask right now that you would give supernatural healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you now for the healing power. I thank you right now, God, for your healing power that is going even through the phone line. I thank you right now, God, that your hand is touching that stomach area, that your hand is touching that throat area. Oh, God, that your hand is touching even the nasal passages. God, all the congestion and all infection, we even now ask that you would begin to draw it out of the body. God, begin to let the body become strengthened in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you now for healing. I thank you now for a miraculous touch that will bring strength and healing to your people. Those that have to go under a surgery today or a procedure or treatment, God, be with them. Let your angels minister to them. Let your angels minister peace. God, someone that even is dealing with a decision in a courtroom today, I thank you, Lord God. Those that have to go before a judge, I thank you for favor. I thank you that your hand, God, that your mouth is going to speak, oh God, over their life, over the next direction, over the next place that you are directing, and that you're giving us a chance, an opportunity to go higher in you for your glory and for your honor. And we thank you now. We thank you, God, that we're putting ourselves in position to be blessed and to be used by you. For your glory, in Jesus' name it is that we believe and that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We give God the glory and honor for that time that we shared. As God is calling us still to that same place, he's calling us to humble ourselves under his mighty hand, to get in a position, in a posture of prayer, as we are called to be warriors for the kingdom, to stay on the wall, to watch, to guard, to cover in prayer, to cover in our lifestyles. It's a daily thing. And so I thank God for all of you that are faithful to God in that, and we encourage you to continue. I know sometimes we get weary in our flesh, we get weary, but I release the power of God upon you to stand today in strength in Jesus' name, as these are the last days, and this is the call for the submitted prayer warrior. Don't forget, tune in tomorrow. We're going to try to open up the lines. Prayerfully, Pastor Carr can get with us tomorrow in the morning when we gather. Don't forget also to meet us tonight, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, where we will be praying. If you don't have that information, listen to this recording. This will tell you how you can contact us during the day. And we want to get your information so that we can keep you abreast of what's going on. After this Friday, we won't be meeting here every Monday through Friday, but we will have designated times. We'll be gathering and doing different things together. So, again, God bless you. We pray you have an awesome day and continue to pray and know that God is hearing you. God bless.
Thank you for joining To Be Restored, a time of devotion and prayer. Brought to you by Marlene Carr and the partners of To Be Restored Ministries. Pray with us live every Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. Central Time, 6:30 a.m. Eastern. To join us while we're on live, dial 646-668-8056 or tune in and listen to our podcasts at blogtalkradio.com/Be Restored. Do you need to build, rebuild, or strengthen your prayer life? Right now, you can access over 1,200 recorded prayers on numerous topics like faith, family, God's love, and forgiveness. Go to toberestored.org to access pre-recorded prayers, where you will find encouragement to pray through any of life's circumstances. Like and follow us on Facebook at To Be Restored Ministries, and follow Marlene on Instagram at MarleneCarr1. If you're interested in contacting Marlene for a speaking engagement, or desire information about enrolling in intercessory prayer training, visit toberestored.org or call Total Restoration Church, 815-573-5517. That's 815-573-5517. To Be Restored Ministries is committed to saturating the earth with prayer.